Alternative medicine has become more popular recently with people who are looking to play a more active role in maintaining good health. Gone are the days where an apple a day was the only way to stay healthy. Those who have started to enjoy the benefits of holistic medical care will tell you that there is much to be said for preventative care that keeps the mind, body, and spirit in excellent condition. This report will guide you to what you can do and use to create a more healthier lifestyle for yourself through holistic and alternative medicine. Pain relief. If you are plagued by continuous pain and conventional pain medicines are not working to, well, help eliminate it, consider trigger point massage for pain relief. It will help to not only ease the pain, but to eliminate its source as well. Improve your posture. It is important to keep your spine as straight as possible so that your muscles don't strain and contract unnecessarily. This also keeps energy circulating throughout your body. The Alexander Method is a way to retrain the body to remain correctly postured in order to prevent and eliminate the possibility of problems such as muscle strains, nerve damage, stiff necks, and much more. The purpose of this technique is to eliminate unnecessary tension within the body and to teach the body to position itself correctly. Acupuncture. Well, that's a type of holistic alternative medicine that has been commonly practiced in the eastern part of the world for thousands of years. 5,000 years ago, the intention of acupuncture was to prolong life. With many alternative medical techniques, the intention is to prevent rather than to cure a specific or general ailment. Basically, acupuncture is used to stimulate the nerves in the body and to promote healing from within. And, as a result, this positively affects all of the other bodily systems. If you are currently experiencing chronic pain, consider consulting a therapist to see if your pain might be reduced with treatments. Asthma sufferers can find great relief from chronic symptoms through this therapy, as have arthritis sufferers and others dealing with chronic illness. Every therapist will have a different approach, and, well, you might do well to try several therapists to see whose technique works best for you. Reiki is a healing art that uses the body's energy to begin and further the healing process. It is performed by using one's hands to follow a specific pattern of massage in order to stimulate energy movement throughout the body. There are many Reiki healers who are specially trained to perform the healing massage, or you can read about it or take a class to become very proficient as a healer yourself. Biofeedback therapy. If you are experiencing health problems and can't seem to find the source, a biofeedback therapist will monitor your body and how it reacts to daily activities in order to find out where it is not performing optimally. In this treatment, you would wear a monitor that actually records how your body is reacting while it is turned on. If you are an athlete suffering from muscle problems, you might want to consider this treatment to determine whether you are properly resting your muscles between activities. Reflexology. Now that's a technique of applying pressure to and stretching the hands and feet in order to send nerve messages to other parts of the body. Through the careful application of reflexology, practitioners can affect the health of various organs and parts of the body. There are many resources available if you would like to learn more about the practice of reflexology. Magnetic therapy. Now that's becoming a very popular method for treating chronic pain and the conditions that cause it. Magnets are shown to increase blood flow through the body by as much as a third, and this increased circulation is a great way to alleviate pain. Studies have shown that applying magnets to an injury will help to increase the healing rate. This is because the magnets correct the polarity of the body cells and increase the overall health of the area where they are applied. Healing will be faster, and pain will be less when you apply magnets. Chiropractic medicine. If you are currently experiencing back pain, chances are that the damage has already been done. Chiropractors are specially trained to manipulate the body in a way that frees nerves and frees muscles to function correctly, thereby reducing pain in the body immediately. It is important to work with a doctor of chiropractic who has attended college and chiropractic college. Even if you are experiencing an illness or injury somewhere other than in your back, there is a chance that a chiropractor will be able to alleviate some of your symptoms. In general, holistic chiropractors believe that most illnesses are a result of nerve impingements somewhere in the body. By carefully manipulating the spine, these nerves can be released and symptoms or even the illness itself will fade. Consider scheduling a consultation with a chiropractor today. The visit will generally include an examination, discussion of your symptoms, and possibly an adjustment to see if you experience immediate meditation. The basic definition of meditation is to concentrate on some object or thought in order to quiet the mind. There are many different types and styles of meditation. However, the one thing that is consistent is that not every technique will work for every person. Everyone can benefit from some type of meditation. Take some time to read about different techniques or talk to a holistic healer for more information about what might work for you. Buddhist meditation. Now, that deals primarily with the quest for knowledge and is one of the more popular styles of meditation used in the world today. The premise is that by meditating, you are spending some quiet time to improve the state of your mind. Getting started is as simple as finding a quiet space to relax, taking some deep breaths, and letting thoughts enter and pass through your mind without concentrating on any specific thought. Mindful breathing. The process of mindful breathing is a form of meditation. However, it is also a great way to get more oxygen into your blood and tissues. If you start right now and pay attention to how you are breathing, it is more than likely that you're going to find yourself breathing quite shallowly. This is not a healthy breathing pattern. You can start out by just inhaling completely and then slowly exhaling completely. If you take 1 minute to just do this focused breathing each day, you will find that you feel better during that minute and you will catch yourself paying attention to your breathing several times throughout the day. If you are stressed or tired, well, take a minute out of your day to breathe mindfully. Stop the music. Just as you would probably accomplish more during a study session without music, the same holds true for meditation. While some people will play music while they meditate, there's a question about whether music serves simply as a distraction. Try turning off the music for a week and see for yourself if you are able to accomplish more with a quiet atmosphere. Body cleansing. There are many different products on the market today that can help you to eliminate toxins from the body and increase body efficiency and, of course, overall health. A complete cleanse will remove toxins and other harmful matter from your kidneys, liver, and intestines. Generally, how they work is that you follow a strict dietary regimen for a few weeks while the cleansing process occurs. Most people who try this agree that it makes them feel healthier, and they often report a fair amount of weight loss, too, after the process is complete. Peroxide baths. Hydrogen peroxide is known for being a highly effective astringent that removes toxins or dirt from scrapes and cuts. It can do the same thing for the rest of the body as well. Simply add a quart of peroxide to your hot bath and soak for a few minutes to check for tolerance. If you don't have any irritation that does not stop quickly, add a second quart and soak for about 10 minutes. The peroxide will pull toxins from your skin and help you to flush toxins better afterwards. Clay, in its naturally occurring form, is fantastic for treating many different health ailments that might go otherwise untreated. Liquid clay is available and can be taken several times a day to help with problems with the liver, headaches, arthritis, and skin disorders. Clay masks are fantastic for the skin, and when used after a good exfoliation, they can remove impurities and toxins. If you've been promising to give up coffee or to cut down, you might need to actually remove the effects of caffeine from your system with a detoxification process that includes chamomile. This extract helps to calm you while washing caffeine from your system. You can use the tea or a specially developed compound designed to detoxify the body. And then there's the body detoxification program. The environment, stress, and even the foods that we eat can affect every cell in the human body negatively. Sometimes the body just needs a break so that it can effectively remove harmful chemicals and byproducts that reduce the body's ability to fight disease and to function at its peak. A whole body cleanse will give you the ability to remove toxins from your intestine, organs, and even your skin. Consider working with a holistic physician to see if a detoxification program could help you. Stress and depression. No human being is equipped to function in constant stress mode. It's unhealthy to have a life filled with all work and no play. Some of the most common health problems that result when a person doesn't relax enough include high blood pressure, stomach ulcers, and other digestive disorders. Be sure to take some time out for yourself at least once a week, preferably once a day. This can help to prevent and, in some cases, eliminate these chronic health problems. Avoid television. Believe it or not, television actually induces negative feelings in most viewers as a result of the commonplace violence and gossip. Television viewing is not nearly as relaxing as some people claim it is. Try giving up your TV shows for 1 week, replacing them with other activities. You will most likely find that you are better rested, happier, and less stressed at the end of that week. If you are suffering from depression, practicing yoga just may help you to overcome the symptoms and get to the root of what is causing the problem in the first place. Through the practice of yoga, you are attempting to connect to your spirit and to reconnect your mind and body. With practice, you may begin to see the symptoms of depression begin to lessen almost immediately. Bioenergetics is an alternative therapy that includes a combination of different techniques used together to help your body fight off illnesses, depression, and other conditions. Practitioners observe the patient and form a treatment plan that works to correct things, such as breathing patterns and stress levels, in order to begin identifying and alleviating problems that the patient is experiencing. This therapy combines biofeedback with talk and touch therapy, acupuncture, and nutritional counseling in a specific way determined by each individual patient. Sleeping. In today's busy world, there is a tendency to turn the bedroom into a home office and multi-purpose room. This is not recommended, as the bedroom should be instilling a sense of relaxation and restfulness. Do your best to avoid stress and exertion within an hour of your bedtime. Consider having a cup of chamomile tea before bed, or using lavender-infused oil in order to help induce a sense of, well, relaxation. Try to get at least 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep to maintain healthy sleep habits. Improve your sleeping habits. And one of the best things that everyone can do to improve that and their well-being is to moderate their sleeping patterns. Unfortunately, poor sleep is a habit learned by nearly everyone during the teenage years. It is critical to allow your body the time it needs to wind down and relax so that you can be rejuvenated. If you feel tired during the day, when you awaken in the morning, or exhausted before bedtime, it's a sign that you are not getting the right amount of sleep. This could be too much or too little. Try setting aside 8 hours for sleep every night, getting into bed no less than half an hour prior to the time that you want to be asleep. If you do this for a few weeks, you will find positive improvements in your overall health and productivity. Paying attention to your dreams. Dreams can tell you a lot of information that you might not otherwise realize. Therapists believe that through our dreams, we become aware of personal struggles, fears, and internal conflicts. Consider keeping a dream journal where you record at least the major themes of what you are dreaming. Do this as soon as you can after waking, so that you make sure to get the essence of your dreams. Pay attention to patterns, serial dreams, and symbols that seem to reappear often. Find out what these things represent to you by meditating on the symbol or theme, or look them up in a dream dictionary for the generally accepted explanation. While this may not represent the meaning for you, it will give you a place to start. How to remember your dreams. If you are experiencing personal conflicts, feeling stressed, or would just like to gain a new level of access to your inner thoughts, consider learning to control your dreams to make them work for you. By concentrating on your hands several times throughout the day, asking yourself if you are dreaming, you will start to remember to look at your hands while dreaming. If you can control your hands in your dreams, you will already be able to change the course of your dreams and to play an interactive part. This can include bringing specific people into your dreams, or even asking specific people to leave them. Try this technique. You will be amazed the first time that you are dreaming and realize that you are actually able to do more than just watch what is happening. Color therapy. Try changing the colors in your wardrobe to better suit your emotional needs during any particular time in your life. For example, If you feel that you are in need of a personal change or that you need to build your self-esteem, consider wearing purple more, as this color is known for its connection with self-healing. If you are stressed, try wearing light blue. Green is a great color to add when you feel like you have recently made a personal accomplishment, since it's a color for renewing effects. Pay attention to color. Although you may have stopped paying attention to color as a young child, there is definitely some benefit to examining what colors you tend to use, enjoy, and prefer. Color is directly associated with body energy and emotion. Sometimes you may feel out of balance and not realize that it is the colors surrounding you that are impacting your mind-body balance. For example, if you tend to wear a lot of red or to surround yourself with red, you may be overstimulating your emotions. However, if you frequently feel tired or listless, you might want to add more red to your wardrobe. General well-being tips. Go to the dentist. If you have fillings that could possibly contain mercury, it's a good idea to have those fillings replaced by your dentist. If you are feeling poorly and cannot explain why, this may be the culprit. Mercury poisoning is slow and often masks itself with symptoms of other health problems. Your dentist can tell you whether you should consider having any of your fillings replaced. Consider a liver flush. Gallstones form in the bile ducts and the gallbladder and may be to blame for medical problems that go otherwise unexplained. By performing a liver flush, you are helping your body to eliminate the built-up toxins and gallstones. If you are interested in instructions for a liver flush, you can find them at any reputable holistic healer and even online. If you have any health problems or suspect that you might, you should speak with your doctor prior to performing the process. Body and mind. Positive energy is contagious. If you do something nice for someone today, chances are that before the end of the day, that person will do something nice for someone else. Holding the door for someone costs you nothing more than a few seconds out of your day. And if that person is having a bad day, it might just be the little pickup needed to put them in a better mood. Little things mean a lot. And if you are doing nice things for people, you will begin to feel better about yourself. Be gracious. Gratitude is extremely powerful. And remembering to say thank you for even the littlest things can be a powerful positive change. Expressing gratitude is much more pleasant than expressing frustration, and it will eventually begin to replace the negative habit of complaining that we all get into sometimes. Transpersonal therapy. If you have found that standard therapy is not working out for you, this is an approach that helps many people to feel more comfortable. In this type of psychotherapy, the therapist and the patient focus on making a significant connection with one another in order to remove anyone from a superior position. Many patients have found that when they feel a connection with their therapist, they feel that they can be more open-minded and receptive. Ayurvedic medicine. Indian medicine focuses treatment for patients upon their constitution, based upon the elements of water, fire, earth, space, and air. According to this centuries-old practice, it is believed that diet, activities, and health care can be specifically targeted to the individual. There are a number of factors that help determine your constitutional type, according to Ayurveda typing. You can work with a practicing Ayurveda doctor, or you can find information about type determination online. Homeopathic remedies. Homeopathic medicine practitioners believe that a symptom is little more than the body's defense against stress. Therefore, they take the approach that finding a substance that behaves in the same way that the body does, that substance can be used to fight off the ailment or infection. Take a walk through a health food or nutritional supplement store, and you are bound to see a homeopathic remedy for many common health problems. Playing an active role. If you have decided to see a holistic practitioner, one of the things that you need to realize when you get started is that this is not the passive medicine that you may have experienced in the past. The practitioners are there to guide you as the patient. However, you will need to make a significant effort and work with your practitioner to determine the best treatments for you and to increase the effectiveness of them. Many patients find that taking an active role in treatment makes the effects more immediate and tangible. Avoid clutter. Clutter is an energy buster. If your bedroom is cluttered, the energy will not flow as freely as it should, and your sleep will be affected in a negative way. Not only that, but clutter is frustrating because it often keeps you from finding something that you need in a few seconds. Take the time to eliminate clutter, but start small, with one area at a time. Otherwise, you risk overwhelming yourself with a lot of work. Be mindful. If you feel bored or feel as though you are stretching every minute to its fullest extent in order to get things done, you are probably a good candidate for the practice of mindfulness. Through mindfulness, you are going to get to the root of what is causing you to feel stressed or bored. Often, there is something deeper that is causing you anxiety, and through this technique, you are likely to discover what that something is. The premise is to let go of pain and to allow thoughts to flow freely. By trying to suppress feelings and control thoughts, you are actually doing your body more harm than good. Transpersonal art therapy. Through this practice, you will create artwork and accomplish personal transformations as your work progresses. Don't worry, no previous experience or talent is required. And this type of counseling can be very effective even for young children. Perform an act of love. Many holistic healers claim that there is no more powerful medicine than love, and that simply giving or receiving affection, such as a hug, can raise the spirits and begin to heal the body. If you are suffering from grief of some sort, love may be all that you need to start healing. Nourish your soul. Just like the mind and body, the soul also needs nourishment to continue to grow and develop. Your soul is what provides you with energy and vitality. Everyone has different soul food. However, most find that their soul is nourished by a walk outdoors or spending time with friends and family. If you take the time to listen to your inner voice, your soul will tell you what it needs. It's important to take the time to listen. Otherwise, you can lose your soul and not be able to find out what it is that you are missing. Just a few moments of quiet each day, and you are bound to learn something that can change your life. Sound therapy. That's becoming commonplace in homes with newborn infants and older adults. There are many benefits of sound therapy, including calming and increasing the patient's overall well-being. Find some soft music that you enjoy. Try playing it at the lowest possible volume in a quiet room. You will find that before too long, if you are quiet and relaxed, that you hear the music as though it were at full volume. Holistic athletic training. If you are an athlete, you might benefit from the experience of working with a holistic trainer who focuses not only on injury recovery, but also on performance analysis, counseling, and injury prevention. Through the holistic approach, your mental and physical needs will be addressed, and you can improve your performance significantly as a result. Kinesiology is a holistic approach to traditional biofeedback therapy, where the body is studied in order to determine the source of potential and current problems. Through monitoring of your body, your kinesiologist will determine a course of alternative treatments that will help you to perform to the best of your capabilities. Osteopathy is commonly regarded as an excellent way to strengthen the body after an injury. However, it is also known as an excellent treatment option for those with headaches, digestive disorders, and several other health problems. The intent of an osteotherapist is to correct problems with the skeleton in order to alleviate or prevent illness and injury. Prevention is better than cure. For example, if you are suffering from indigestion, it makes more sense to eliminate the foods that are causing the problem than it does to take medication after the pain starts. Holistic healers are looking to heal the entire body, and therefore, it is believed that first you stop doing the things that are harming you, and then you replace those things with nutrients that are better for you. This can apply to the body, the mind, or the soul. Hypnotherapy. There are many different schools of hypnotherapy that all center around the idea of using altered states of consciousness to help you find and resolve issues within yourself. The primary goal of hypnosis is a short-term therapeutic process which can actually help the patient to find a deep issue that they have been unable to realize in their conscious mind, so that they can begin to find a solution to the problems that they are facing. Lose weight or stop smoking. There are many programs available that offer assistance to people who want to lose weight or stop smoking, but who have been unable to remove psychological obstacles that are standing in their way. Generally, in only a few sessions, the patient will become receptive to the hypnosis and will begin to see results quickly. It is important to find a reputable program and hypnotherapist who can demonstrate proven results from their techniques. Aromatherapy is a simple way to change your daily life. Through the use of essential oils, it is possible to get access to wonderful therapeutic results. Aromatherapy has been a popular holistic health topic for thousands of years, and many people will tell you that the promised benefits are completely accurate. For example, consider placing a few drops of rosemary oil on a cotton ball and dabbing it on your forehead during a headache. Or consider placing a drop of lavender oil on the light bulbs in your bedroom for enhanced relaxation during sleep. Consult a pharmacist, holistic specialist, or a book on essential oils to determine if one or more could help you improve your well-being. Visiting an aromatherapist. If you are interested in working with a holistic therapist who deals with aromatherapy on a daily basis, consider an aroma massage with an aromatherapist. The therapist will create a custom oil blend for your visit, according to how you are feeling and your emotional state at the time of the visit. Then, they will use a soft massage technique to apply the oils to your body. You should begin to see the benefits immediately, and you should discuss what you should do for the next day or two in order to enhance the effects of the massage and the oils even more. Homeopathy was first introduced in 1796 by Samuel Hahnemann, a German physician, and undertakes to treat patients with heavily diluted preparations. Attention deficit disorder, or ADD, is becoming one of the most commonly issued diagnoses among young children and, of course, adolescents today. Unfortunately, the treatment options are limited and mostly include the use of strong medications with terrible side effects. A better approach might be to treat only the symptoms that are present and to treat in order to prevent the appearance of new symptoms. Homeopathic treatment includes not only natural medicines, but psychological counseling as well. The goal is to treat the patient and not the disease. There are many traditional physicians who will work with you to develop a homeopathic treatment plan, and there are many holistic physicians who specialize in this type of treatment. Allergy relief. If you suffer from allergies, you already know the frustration of treatments that just don't work. Sure, they may mask symptoms for a while, but they are not going to provide lasting relief. Homeopathic allergy treatment is different because instead of treating the symptoms, the goal is to strengthen the body to a point where it can resist the allergens that are behind the symptoms. While there are treatments available for the symptoms, a patient can expect to be given medications that make their immune system build upon itself to create a natural defense. Vitamins and herbs. Vitamin D. Supplements are one way to increase your vitamin D intake. However, the best way to get this nutrient is from sunshine. The human body synthesizes vitamin D that is absorbed through the skin when exposed to sunlight. Many people are not getting the sun exposure that they require because of the risk of skin cancer. However, in moderation, about 5 minutes a day, sunlight is very beneficial. Vitamin C. Getting sunburn is definitely unpleasant. By taking an extra dose of vitamin C prior to beginning your sun exposure, you are boosting your skin's natural defenses. If you would like increased protection, consider adding vitamin E as well. Vitamin C and B. If you happen to overindulge with alcohol, you should immediately drink a glass of water and take some vitamins B and C. This combination will start to remove the alcohol from your bloodstream and start the process of recovering so that you feel better faster. Foods rich in the B vitamins and B supplements are thought to be, well, some of the most beneficial to the human body. B vitamins are excellent for the nervous system, the skin, and are even used to treat respiratory problems, including asthma. Foods like brown rice, baked potatoes, and fish contain vitamin B. Try adding more to your diet. Oranges and fennel seed. Make a mixture of a tablespoon each of orange peel and fennel seed added to 2 cups of water. Boil, and then steep this tea. Add honey to sweeten and drink it when you are suffering from indigestion. The tea should refrigerate for about 48 hours and will taste primarily like fennel. Rosemary tea. Rosemary is a kitchen herb known for its ability to stimulate the senses. If you are feeling tired but have a lot to get accomplished, you might do well to drink some rosemary tea. This is also an excellent remedy for headaches. Ipecac syrup. While this is one of the common ingredients in most home first aid kits, you may not realize that it is also a homeopathic remedy for vomiting when taken in very tiny doses. While Ipecac will not do much for patients experiencing nausea, it will work wonders for you if you are experiencing continuous vomiting. A homeopathic physician or pharmacist can recommend exact dosages for you. Ginkgo. That's known for its ability to stimulate the mind and to help the brain to metabolize nutrients correctly. In some cases, the herb has been noted to reduce the effects of aging and to slow the onset of Alzheimer's. Ginkgo leaves are ground into a powder, and the extract can be used in many different forms. A few years ago, it became very common to see ginkgo added to just about everything in the supermarket. A homeopathic physician can actually help you to determine whether you would benefit from a ginkgo supplement or not. Garlic and honey. If you are at risk of or suffer from high blood pressure, consider eating a teaspoon of minced garlic mixed with 2 teaspoons of honey every day. Honey and garlic are known for being healing foods, and when combined, they are extremely beneficial to the circulatory system. Beeswax is the base for a homeopathic diaper cream solution. By adding in other herbs such as chickweed and marshmallow, you are creating a cream that is not only developed perfectly from nature, but one that will not stain and stick to your hands. This cream is far more gentler than the conventional diaper rash creams currently on the market. Magnesium. Many people suffer from cramps in their legs, particularly in the calves. Drinking more water will probably help to relieve the frequency, and adding magnesium to your diet is a great way to eliminate these cramps forever. Belladonna. If you have an ear infection or ear pain, belladonna extract could possibly help to alleviate it. This extract helps to reduce inflammation in the blood vessels, one of the common causes of ear pain. Other ailments for which belladonna will help include toothaches, fevers, restlessness or insomnia, and eye pain resulting from dryness. St. John's wort. This plant extract is known for its ability to help relieve the symptoms of depression, grief, and anxiety. You can also try taking St. John's wort for any injury that causes sharp pains or a repetitive stress injury. This supplement is commonly added to teas and is also widely available in capsules and tablets. Poison ivy. Although it is not commonly thought of as a good thing, poison ivy extract is actually an excellent pain reliever for sprains and strains. Sometimes the extract is given to patients with severe flu symptoms or even arthritis. Chamomile. Homeopathic remedies for teething contain this extract, which is known for its calming effects. The safest way to use this extract is in a cream or gel designed specifically for teething babies. There are specifically designed capsules that are placed under the baby's tongue to induce calmness and relieve pain. Onions are an excellent treatment option for those suffering from allergies because the root is completely natural and proves to be very effective at opening nasal passages. It's not as simple as eating an onion, however, because onions cause the same symptoms that allergy sufferers dread. An extract should be taken in tiny doses until the body begins to ignore the irritant and to develop a defense against the patient's other allergens. Lavender. If you suffer from athlete's foot, you already realize that there is little you seem to be able to do in order to stop the affliction. That is true with traditional medications. However, using oils of lavender, garlic, and tea tree in an alcohol solution will help to ward off the problem once and for all. Peppermint oil. If you get chronic tension headaches and have found conventional medications to be failing, it might be a good idea to consider trying peppermint oil. A few drops of this oil can be placed on a cotton ball and applied to the forehead. Take a few minutes to relax and allow the oil to penetrate the skin. Sesame oil. Warm a small amount of sesame oil and massage into the scalp before washing your hair in order to induce sleep. This can also be an effective technique to stop a headache. Scalp massage in general is a good treatment option. However, when combined with sesame oil, the effects are much better. Passion flower extract. If you suffer from anxiety disorder, depression, or hyperactivity, this extract can help eliminate daily anxiety, calm hyperactivity, and actually relieve stress. The calming effects of this extract are also thought to help with high blood pressure. One of the most commonly treated medical conditions in the world today is anxiety disorder. Thankfully, nature provided us with natural stress relievers like passion flower, lemon palm, lavender, and valerian to name a few. Consider trying these various extracts to test their effect on your anxiety and stress levels with essential oils, teas, and other forms. Feverfew has been used for centuries by medical experts to treat rheumatoid arthritis and migraines. This root is known for its ability to reduce swelling and fevers as well. You can try a tablet or even Feverfew tea. B products. If you suffer from stiff joints or arthritis, consider trying bee venom in any of its popular forms. You might try a cream made from royal jelly, eating raw honey, or even using bee venom itself. If you are interested in experiencing the healing relief of bee venom, contact an apitherapist who will actually administer bee stings to your affected joints. If you are allergic to bee stings, you shouldn't even consider this treatment. Ginger. If you experience joint pain or stiffness, you might benefit from ginger caplets or simply more ginger in your diet. Ginger is an antioxidant that is known to assist the body in preserving cartilage. You can find ginger supplements in any health food store. Coriander oil or extract can be added to mineral oil for massaging sore joints, or it can be brewed into a tea. Try making a 1-to-5 solution in an oil of your choice, letting it sit for 24 hours and then applying to sore joints. Echinacea. This herb has been used for thousands of years to treat the symptoms of the common cold. It is thought to be an excellent immunity booster. There are many different forms of echinacea currently on the market, depending on whether you are taking it as a preventative supplement or to treat current symptoms, the dosage. Natural food choices. Many people who eat unhealthy diets believe that they are following a sound nutritional plan. However, those same people often don't include fruits and vegetables with every meal. And they often eat meals on the go without giving it a second thought. So if you want your body to perform at high efficiency, you've got to provide it with high-efficiency foods, and this means more whole, raw foods, and as few preservatives as possible. Planning your eating. This is one of the things that nutritionists will tell you to do when you want to improve your eating habits. For one thing, you won't be hungry if you are prepared with a meal schedule. Also, you won't be tempted by sugar and caffeine throughout the day when you have plenty of healthy alternatives on hand. Drink more water. Most people just can't honestly say that they drink nearly enough water. In fact, many people don't realize how much water they need to drink throughout the course of a day. You should focus on drinking half of your body weight in ounces each day. And this does not include beverages other than water. In order for your body to function at its optimal, you need to make sure that you're drinking enough. Dehydration can occur when you are not getting enough water in your body, and there are many dangerous and bothersome side effects to this. Eliminating the color white. In general, foods that are white in color contain little in terms of health benefits and are in fact better eliminated completely. This includes white bread, white pastas, potatoes, white rice, and crackers that are not made from whole wheat. You can eliminate these items or replace with foods that have a higher nutritional value, like whole wheat bread and pasta, sweet potatoes, and brown rice. Modify your diet. Many holistic experts believe that one of the keys to maintaining a healthy body is to include foods in your diet that are acidic and alkaline. Foods like meat are high in acid, and fruits and vegetables tend to contain a high alkaline content. One of the reasons that this will improve your health is that your body will contain far less bacteria when it is acidic than when it is not. Cut down on grains. Consider reducing the amount of grains and other carbs that you are eating on a daily basis. The typical food pyramid emphasizes eating a large quantity of starches. However, nutritionists now believe that focusing more on fruits and vegetables will keep you healthier overall. The raw food diet. This is where you eat only unprocessed and uncooked foods. Often the damage done to the body by food occurs because of the additives and preservatives that are used in the preparation. While most people find that they cannot sustain this type of diet for an extended time period, some have transformed their life and their health through raw food consumption. Cut out supplements. Believe it or not, nutritionists don't recommend supplements for the sake of adding more nutrients. You should try to obtain the nutrients you need through the foods that naturally contain them. One nutrient that seems to be added to everything these days is calcium. The amount of calcium being added to products like orange juice is so minimal that it really won't help you to overcome a deficiency. Honey is known for its amazing healing properties, and because it contains 100% natural sugars, it's a safe and effective way to give yourself an energy boost. Honey is good for your skin, your circulation, and for the cells of your body due to a high content of antioxidants. Nourishing your body. Holistic healers believe that malnutrition is often responsible for many commonly occurring health problems, meaning that if the body does not get what it needs, illness will be the result. Imagine if you completely avoided calcium. The result would be brittle and broken bones and teeth. Well, the same applies for many other important nutrients. So, please be sure to keep giving your body what it needs to stay healthy. Skin remedies. Holistic specialists who deal with dermatological problems will tell you that most skin problems are related to the foods you eat and the quality and amount of nutrients that you ingest. They will most likely point at food-based toxins that seem to be keeping your skin from functioning effectively. One possible treatment that might be suggested is liver detoxification, considering that the liver is responsible for filtering most toxins out of the body. You should purchase products that contain natural substances and little in the way of toxins or potential irritants. Otherwise, you are requiring your skin to work harder to eliminate toxins. Your skin needs water. If you are suffering from a skin problem such as eczema, acne, or some other sort of condition, the answer may be as simple as drinking more water. Improperly hydrated bodies lead to skin that is not supple and nourished enough to stop these conditions, and dehydration can definitely cause skin problems that might otherwise be avoided. Make sure to drink 8 to 10 glasses of water every single day. Making the change will help your health to improve overall, and your skin will show the results. Jojoba oil. In its many forms, jojoba is an excellent supplement for your skin and hair. This oil is known for rejuvenation of the skin, as well as repairing hair and scalp problems. Consider using a shampoo or body wash that contains the oil in order to have healthier skin and hair. If you suffer from teen or adult acne, it might be worth trying a sulfur-based cream specially formulated to work on skin lesions. Sulfur is a naturally occurring substance in the body and is therefore completely safe. There are a number of conditions that can be helped by sulfur in addition to acne. These include liver damage, shortness of breath, pink eye, and lactose intolerance. Many people spend so much time looking for the easy route that they forget to enjoy the joys of the road. Changing your perspective will take time, but try to begin thinking of obstacles as stepping stones along the path of your life, which is ever-changing and ever-adapting. Sometimes we will get bogged down in our day-to-day chores and forget to take time out for ourselves. It is beneficial to take at least some time each day to work on personal growth and healing. Spending time working on personal growth in some way will make you more aware of any ups and downs and will give you the tools for dealing with whatever comes your way throughout your life.